What's going on, solopreneurs? Excited to jump into this episode today. You're going to want to get your notepad, specifically if you are interested in the online marketing aspect at all. So go ahead and perk up your ears and listen to Steve Larson we got on the show today. With that, we'll cue up the intro music.
Look, in the solar business, there's really only two types of people. There's the ones that crush it, make six, seven, and eight figures, and then there's everyone else. The question is, which one will you be? Over the last 4 years, we've studied the sharpest solar sales and marketing professionals and how they build multi-million dollar incomes using only the best sales and marketing strategies. So how do these solarpreneurs do what they do, and what makes them so successful? This podcast is your answer. Join us and thousands of sales pros, marketers, and entrepreneurs as we take the solar industry by storm and uncover what it takes to sell more solar with less effort. Welcome to the Solarpreneur Podcast.
Boom. What's going on, everybody? Today, we got a very, very special guest that I'm stoked to have on the show. His name is Steve Larson, and for those that don't know him, he is a funnel building expert. He is the master of breaking false beliefs and motivating people, and he is the most energetic guy that I have seen. So, Steve, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. This is awesome.
Yeah. So it's crazy that Steve would even get on the show. If you haven't been following Steve, he's one of the hottest guys, in my opinion, in business right now.
Thank you.
You just hit your, what, $1 million mark in 13 months or something?
Revenue? Yeah, it's first one out of the gate from leaving my job. So it's not hundreds of millions, but it's pretty good. You know, I'm excited.
Yeah, insane.
going higher now, excited.
Yeah. So he was Russell's right-hand man, Russell Brunson's right-hand funnel builder. For what, 3 years or so?
It was about 2 years, yeah.
Okay, 2 years, and then decided to start up his own thing, and now he's just been crushing it ever since, using what he's learned to just dominate business. He's the master of offer creation, so it's just amazing to have you on the show, Steven.
Thanks,
talk
man.
To our audience, our solarpreneurs here. So, Steve, I know you used to be in the door-to-door industry. You used to talk about it all the time. You used to sell a pest control door-to-door, right?
Yeah, and security. Yeah, and I was a telemarketer as well.
Okay. Wow. So how, tell us about that experience. What did you think of the door-to-door life?
I loved it. Actually, I got more of an education out of that than anything in college. Wow. About okay. How to actually make money.
There
I was
you
taking
go.
Marketing classes and entrepreneurship classes and I don't know why, man, but the college that I went to, like, kind of looked down on door to door. And I don't know why. Like, huh. I learned so much more from those scenarios than anything else. So, yeah, it's a good time. I'm glad I did it.
That's awesome. How long were you? Did you do it like 2 summers or how long were you doing it?
I did a summer. It's about a summer of solar. Security, and then you got me thinking of solar. And then I did a summer of pest control. Then I did a little while for telemarketing. I decided to do it because, like, I kept looking around, reading all these books of all these super famous, wealthy people. And, like, the one thing they're all good at is selling. Mm. And I didn't know how to talk to people. I got the nicest kid award in high school.
Yeah.
Which really was just because I was super shy. I didn't know how to speak to anybody. I was like, had a near clinical fear of adults. It was actually pretty bad. I couldn't project. I actually got brought to the side when I was about to graduate. This teacher walked up to me and said, "I'm so happy for you." And I was like, "Why?" She goes, "I can hear you." I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, I can hear you. You actually project your voice now.
Yeah.
And I'm the least likely success story. And I think I grew up just a ton in door-to-door sales. It really taught me a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how come you didn't keep doing it, man? Were you as good at door-to-door as you are at a funnel building?
Well, this is actually, there's a reason. I was doing pest control, mm-hmm. and I had a particularly hard day and a lot of rejection. Okay. And I was knocking, and all this hard rejection was happening. And two things happened. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of rejection, but it was also really hot. It was just insanely hot. And I had a weak moment. I was like, I need some freaking AC. I'm going to die. I am melting on the pavement as I stand. Yeah. So I found a McDonald's that was like literally less than a block from me. And I went and I walked in there just to like stand in the AC for a second. Yeah. I walk in there, like half of the team is in there. Like my boss is in there. Everyone else who had the same thought. We're just dying. And which made me feel better. But yeah. I was sitting in there and we all sat there for a little bit to like chilling and cooling off for a second. It was so hot.
Yeah.
And this guy walks up. Mm-hmm. He walks straight up to us. And he says, hey, I want to buy your stuff. How can I buy it? And we all looked at each other and we're like, you know, it's funny because we were, a lot of us were buddies growing up and even brothers and stuff. And so we'd be like, well, you haven't had a sale yet. No, you haven't had a sale yet today. Here you go. And we're like talking amongst ourselves. So finally our boss was like, oh my gosh, hey, you take it. And that person went and they got this lay down sale, you know, super easy sale. And we all got, went back out to our areas. That didn't leave me though. That thought right there stuck with me. And I was like, wait a second. It didn't matter who that dude chose, right? It didn't matter at all. We all had the same uniform. We had the same script, the same stupid jokes in the same places in the script. Like we had the same fulfillment, the same product, the same, there was no difference to that guy and who he chose. And I was like, crap. Like, although they are my friends, like in a way they're my competition.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, are you serious? That's, uh-oh. Yeah. I was like, how do I handle this? And my, I kept going out and this area I was in was particularly, they were like really aggressive against me. Well, that stuck with me. And a little bit later, we're driving out to our area. And I'm not going to lie, I was doing a little bit of self-work also. I was in a pissy mood. Okay. I was in a bad mood and we're driving out to this area. It was a brand new morning. We're on the highway and this is what ruined me, man. We're on the highway. I'm driving out. I'm in the back seat with a whole bunch of buddies and we're going out to our spots. Nice, nice, amazing day out. And I'm looking up all these billboards as we're on this highway. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I had the thought, man, I'm waking up every day trying to get people to buy something who are not planning on buying something.
Yeah.
But people calling these billboards are calling, asking to be sold.
True.
And I was like, how can I be like a billboard? And so what I did was, and I didn't know this, but this was totally illegal because it was pesticides. I went on like Craigslist and KSL and like all these sites. And I started posting ads all over the internet for our stuff. And it was the first time I'd ever done anything on the internet.
Yeah.
And my phone started blowing up just in the local area. And I got just the tons of these lay down sales, man. These people were like begging for our services rather than selling them on that. And all I was doing was closing. And they'd be like, well, there are literally bees in my wall. And I'm like, yeah, we should probably come. They're like, yes, come immediately. And I'm like, you should probably get our big package so it really kills them. Okay. You know, it's like super easy sales. And so I started getting distracted. Now, if you're in door to door, like don't get distracted with it. But what I think is cool, like Taylor, I think you were even talking about this. Like if you learn how to cultivate your own leads from the local area you're in, which by the way is so freaking easy. Yeah. Like you're going to dominate in their space. And that's what killed it for me. I left only a few months later, you know, cause the summer was over and I came back and I was like, what is this internet crap? This is awesome. that's what started it all for me.
Wow. That's crazy. So were you getting as many sales as like the top guys knocking door to door? Were you passing people out by doing that?
10 sales a week kind of thing. You know, it was like,
really?
Pest control was good. You know, that was,
wow.
It was nuts. And they were begging for it. That was the craziest part. So I was still knocking, but I was getting my own leads.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many accounts you finished with in the summer doing that?
It's before my first daughter was even born. It was like 6 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, that's but, crazy, man.
But that happened about halfway through the summer. And I started learning a lot. And two things happened to me. I started learning a lot. That only lasted for like a month because, you know, all these federal people started coming out. You haven't posted your license with this ad. You know, you're like breaking the law. I was like, oh crap. So it's like turning it. I had to take it down. So it didn't last long, but the lesson stuck and I started getting distracted. Uh-huh. I got distracted. I stopped running with the script we were supposed to.
Yeah.
And, I started believing that what causes a sale to happen is my knowledge of the product, which is so not true. Right. I was going around, I was knocking on these doors. I'd be like, what's up? we're just spraying the Joneses down the street. You guys all know the script. Y'all door-to-door guys. Yeah. Awesome. I feel like I'm at home right now. This is so cool. No one from the door-to-door industry has ever interviewed me, man. I really appreciate this.
Yeah. No, it's awesome, man.
But I'd be knocking on these doors. We're spraying the Joneses down the street. Hey, since the truck's here, it's half off. Is 4 or 5 better for you today? You know, I still remember my little bit. And they would ask, you know, they'd be like, what? I'd repeat it. Well, does it kill bugs or does it kill ants? And I'd be like, yes. And it does because of these chemical compounds and because of this. And depending on when they're like, I went way too deep, dude. Like,
yeah,
no one wants to know that crap. They just want to know that it kills their freaking ants, you know? And so yeah. It killed my sales. So while I had like this, I was the number 2 sales guy out the door just by following the script for the first half of the summer. Then I put those ads up and I was like, this is amazing. Then they got taken down. And then I started focusing on just learning about the product and it just wrecked me. I mean, so I went from 2 to 3 a day to 2 or 3 a week. Like, dude, I plummeted hard, man. I went from number 2 to like the bottom, like number 2 way from the bottom. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I learned so much from that summer about what makes money and what doesn't.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, yeah, no, it's true. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with our audience, Steve, is just train people not only to knock on doors and get leads. Yeah, everyone's done that. I've been doing it for 5 years now or whatever.
Cool, man.
But yeah, we're trying to get people, teach them how to build funnels, trying to generate leads online. And I think that's where the future is going. I think you can agree with that. And
totally.
Which is probably why you got
learning about it. So they're going to cut you out anyway.
Yeah. I've heard a rumor, and you probably talked about it in one of your podcasts. Is it true that you pitched Vivint on building funnels?
Yeah, it was some of the owners of one of their branches over there.
Okay.
I walked in and I said, hey, and I think they went and they talked to some of their other peeps. But anyway, I walked in and I was like, hey, you know, all these sales guys and all the overhead that it takes to get a sales guy out the door. Like,
yeah,
you could just be generating your own leads and have a phone guy close them. They're like, how would that even work? And I walked through the process and like, well, we'll see if that can actually happen. It is happening. I did do it by accident last summer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, from an experienced funnel guy like yourself, Steve, tell me, do you think the future of door-to-door is transitioning out? Do you think it's on its way out with the future of funnels and online marketing? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's on the way out at all, but I do think that it's going to be harder to get, because the general consumer is getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like they see a lot of the scripts that are out there and they understand that they have options, which a lot of them didn't before. So like if you're not who they buy from, that's okay, because someone else will come around. So what's hard about that is like marketers thrive off of scarcity and urgency. And since they feel like they have options, it kills most of scarcity and urgency. So I feel like as a door-to-door salesperson today, you have to be good at generating genuine like urgency and scarcity. You know, your deal really has to be only available for that time, or you give away this bonus, or you give away this little goodie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that's where it's heading.
Yeah.
I think you got to learn how to generate your own lead.
True. Well, cool. As I know we don't have a ton of time, Steve, but I want to just get into your thoughts on just, I guess, what would you do in the solar industry? I know you haven't been in the solar industry, but a lot of people are starting to realize that funnels work to generate solar leads, and that's, I mean, I've started using my own funnels in the solar industry, started to get my own leads. So but cool. Tell me, if you were to start in the solar industry day one, you had to start your own company, what would you do with your funnel knowledge? How would you start a solar company?
So what I would do is like, I mean, think about like every product we buy, just the principle of buying products, like every product we purchase solves a problem, but it also creates all these problems that you didn't have until you bought the product. This is very interesting. Like every opportunity is that way as well. Also, like if a door-to-door salesman, right? Like the first time you went out and to knock doors, you had to answer a whole bunch of problems in order to be successful that you never had on your plate before you became a door-to-door guy. What's my script going to be? You know, how long should I stay on the doors? How long, you know, when should I get out? What am I going to eat lunch or just work through? Am I going to, it's all these problems, right? What are my shoes going to be? You know, stupid stuff, you know, but like, those are problems that, where am I going to live? Where am I going to, all that stuff. Those are problems that never existed until you took on the opportunity. But product purchasing, I realized, is the exact same way. And this is like the biggest hack to the game ever. It's called the follow-up problem offer.
Okay.
And basically what it is, man, is like, okay, let's say you got solar, right? Like, what are all the issues somebody has after they, I'm saying issues, but like, what are all the questions in their head that are unsolved after somebody purchases solar from you?
Hmm.
And like, what would you say the top one is?
I would say, like, I would say what happens when we move. That's
okay.
Probably a big concern. Or what happens if it breaks is another one.
Yeah.
Are you talking like problems that for sure happen, like after they buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say those are two big ones. And then just like, who's going to service their panels as far as the service goes. A lot of people have realized that they buy solar panels and then they're breaking like 10 years later.
Yeah.
And maybe the company's out of business or gone, stuff like that.
So what are some of the biggest questions people ask when they just come to you? You didn't go to them at all, you know, like the hungry people.
Well, everyone asks about the price. And then, yeah, it's usually just those questions like what I'm going to move, what happens when I'm moving, what type of warranty do you have? Especially if they're coming to me asking, a lot of times they're more knowledgeable than me showing up at the door. Where sure. A lot of times they don't know anything. But yeah, I think that's the big thing. Just who's going to service them? How long are they going to last? What kind of maintenance and warranty is on it? Because everyone's heard the story about roofs collapsing, about panels failing, about companies gone out of business. So I think I would say those.
You know what would be cool is to put like one of the easiest ways to generate any, like I do this in several different industries. It works mm-hmm. really, really well, multiple places, is to put a quiz that someone goes through and put something like, will the FTC even allow your area to have solar soon?
Ooh, right? I like that. Like, yeah, like,
that's good. The answer is probably yes, but the fact that it's a question and they're like, I don't know. Like that generates scarcity and urgency.
I like that.
Needed to take action, you know? They're like, yeah. I don't know. Take the quiz below to find out. Question number one, do you live in this area? And you're driving ads to the local area where you already are. So they go and they click in that area. You know, that's what I would go do. Question two, what square footage is your house? This might restrict whether or not you qualify. Yeah. You know, then they go and they click the square footage. Question number three, something like FTC is concerned about maybe something about like budgets, you know, since that's one of the concerns. What I would do is I would just take all the questions you get and lace them into a survey.
Ooh, I like that.
Just blame it on the FTC, man. Like they already approve it anyway. You're just putting the question in their head. Just like straight Ryan Holiday copywriting hack styles right here. You know, like
that's genius.
The other thing that I would do though is to out like those follow-up problems. Like if someone has a question, like it's like some guy, I don't know why he never followed up with me. I literally was just busy. I was going to buy solar.
Right.
And, we wanted it. And
I'll hook you up, man. I'll hook you up with solar.
What was that?
I said, I'll hook you up with some solar.
Sweet. I'm down, man. Okay, cool. Yeah, we were talking about it and we had the exact same questions you just said. We had the exact same concerns, the exact same. You just didn't follow up, man. Like, oh my gosh, if you would have just come back a third time, I literally was gone and we're ready for it.
Yeah.
We asked all those questions. So if like one of the major questions is, you know, like what happens when I move, right? Yeah. Or what happens if they break? Another way to generate a lot of cool leads and noise on the internet is to create free like industry reports about that stuff.
Okay.
Like little PDFs and stuff like that. It doesn't cost you anything to fulfill on it. They just download it, but it lets you collect opt-ins. And then you can be dropping a whole bunch of, marketing material out to them to finish generating a lead. The other thing that is cool, like if I'm just brain dumping right here, okay? So it's like, the other thing would be cool is like an application funnel. Do you even apply or do you even qualify to get solar in your area, right? Kind of back to that same hook, that same style.
Yeah.
Fill out the application funnel and we'll have someone call you. gosh, there's a guy. Dude, I would go listen to a course for your specific thing by Joe Polish.
Joe Polish?
Yeah, it's called Piranha Marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Polish, Piranha Marketing.
What you're doing, I think that'd be super sick. He's got a whole neat little hooks.
Cool.
Anyway.
Cool. That's awesome. Love it. Love it. Yeah, you already gave me some money ideas.
The quiz thing, dude, I use, it's like the best pre-frame. And then afterwards, I'm straight into like an application funnel or...
Yeah.
I would never put scheduling software like for a phone call. Like, hey, looks like you qualify. Schedule a call with one of our people. Every time we put scheduling software in any industry, it always kills it.
Oh, really?
So okay. The way we say it is we say, we get about 3 to 4 apps a day, or, you know, however many you actually are.
Yeah.
We call in the order that they're received, and we have limited supplies in this local area that we're allowed to give out.
Yeah.
Because of things outside of our control, or I don't know, whatever. Call here to skip the line. What we've learned is that when somebody calls us instead of them, it's worth it like 8 times more.
Ooh, yeah.
It's insane. I mean, you probably know that as well. So,
yeah, that's genius. Cool, man. I'm licking my lips, itching to try some of that stuff.
Yeah, so. Dude. Let me know how it goes. Actually, awesome. I'm super interested. I have told 4 people now to go build funnels in the D2D industry and like, it's like the field's so white over there, man. So there's so much.
Anyway. I know. Just ready
no
to harvest.
Really doing it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, cool. Yeah, definitely some good things to try, and I'm going to check out all of that. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Steve, before we're out of time here, is the solar industry and pretty much every door-to-door industry, like you said, it's just so like there's not really an offer most of the time, I feel like, around it. And you're the offer king. And you know how to build offers. So if you were to start a solar company, I mean, everyone's selling solar panels. Everyone's different on prices. And like Russell says, if there's no competitive advantage to be in the middle, you either got to be the cheapest or the most expensive and, you know, build an offer around it. So what ideas would you have like building an offer around solar? Because, I mean, there's so many. I'm in San Diego. There's like 1,000 companies out here. We're all selling solar panels.
Yeah.
So what would you do? I guess, how would you build an offer around solar?
Totally. So it all goes back to that follow-up problem thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if people are asking, like, well, how long does it last? What happens if it breaks? Who comes and services it? You know, all those. I mean, you know, dude, like 3 weeks into door-to-door sales, you've heard the majority of the concerns that you're going to hear for the rest of the time. You know?
Yeah.
So what I do is I take each of those top, like those top ones, and then solve the concern with a product. This is like super ninja.
Yeah.
So I literally write down from like with pest control, it was always like, what if my kid licks it? You know, am I stuck in a contract? Am I, you know, it's all like these top. So long ago, man, I'm having a hard time conjuring them. But what I would do is write down all of the major concern points that you get. And then for each concern point, figure out a story that you can tell, which all of us are good at anyway.
Yeah.
So like, oh yeah, so-and-so had an issue like that. What we did with them is this kind of treatment it fixed. You know, door-to-door guys are great at that. You know, just overcome the objection and then go back for the close.
Yeah.
Well, before you go back for the close, you add one step. And what you do is you add in a product. So then you say, right, they throw out an objection. You overcome the objection with a story. And then you say, but because of that, we also are giving like for free if today, which adds to the scarcity and urgency. If you guys can do it free today, we have this guide on how to set up your house appropriately to actually accept the pest control the best, or, you know, stuff like that. It's little PDF guides or these little tiny things you can print out, or like little booklets or random products that you have lying around, you know, the office and such. They're super good. Cause what I do is I bundle all of them. I don't tell them about them until they start launching objections at me.
Yeah.
But I get all these products. This is literally how I've won like tons of affiliate contests.
Yeah.
And like the MLM industry, this is like super easy to do in as well. It's like, it's any commission-based sales. This is like totally how I do it. Yeah. So I go in and I grab a whole bunch of bonuses and I wait to hold them back. It's like, here's the main product. And I'm getting the objections like all door-to-door guys want to get to. What's the objections? You can guide me in the sale, you know?
Yeah.
Then I overcome the objection, but then I start lacing in these products, like little arrows in my quiver. Well, by the way, we give that for free if you guys sign up today. You know, it's 4 or 5 o'clock today, better for you. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, this is cool, but I need to talk to my wife. You know, totally get it, right? Overcome the objection, then I toss in the product. Right. Well, what we got for you, just because this area, we've got so many guys we service, we're here anyways, is we'll let you try the first two services for free without any contract. But after that, you know, you can decide if you want to move forward. Just because we have to do the service, you're going to sign it and that's all automated, but just let me know and we won't move forward. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. But you got to sign up today about it. You know what I mean? It's like these little tiny products that I lace in.
Yeah.
Not just stories that match with objections.
Okay.
We call that the stack.
So
you stack okay. together all these products and you give them away for free with the main product.
Okay.
If they act immediately.
I like it. Definitely interesting stuff. No one's doing this stuff, man. So
I know. People it's driving me nuts. I own DoorToDoorSecrets.com because I've been wanting to go do this.
Okay. I know. It's crazy. If people are listening to this, I mean, yeah, it's going to be crazy if people actually do this and change the door-to-door industry.
Yeah, even if you do it in like a crappy level, because nobody else is, you're still going to win.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about this.
All right.
You have to be perfect at this.
Yeah, you heard it here first. It changed the door-to-door industry.
Yeah, man.
Well, cool, Steve. I mean, it's been awesome having you. I know you got limited time here, so we'll let you go pretty quick. But I wish we could spend 2 hours, man. You got some awesome secrets and stuff you're giving us here.
Thanks, man. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
But of course, we want to promote you too. So, and I know people are want to find out more about you and what you're doing. So we'll, of course, post in the show notes, but do you want to just give people a little taste of what you're doing, where they can find you and all that?
Totally. Door-to-door sales. So on the internet, just so everyone understands, on the internet, as far as the internet goes, door-to-door, a lot of stuff actually, but especially door-to-door, affiliate marketing, and any commission-based sales, the model on the internet is 100% exactly the same. That's okay. What's crazy.
Yeah.
Is you can just take, like, I do a lot of stuff in the MLM industry because no one else is doing it there. Just like, and no one else is really doing these things in these industries.
Yeah.
So like, if you were to take what I'm doing in the MLM space or affiliate marketing space and just transfer that, literally carbon copy almost exactly the pages in door-to-door, you're going to dominate just because no one's doing it. And it's the same models.
Yeah.
What we do is we drop these little products out in front of people that people pay for, and that liquidates our ad cost. And then on the back end, then we're pitching them our services, MLM, affiliate marketing, whatever it is. So then the customer is paying for our ads. It's the exact same thing that I would do in door to door. So I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. What I did is I created a program. It's free. It's completely free. There's no pitch in it throughout. It's called Affiliate Outrage.
Hmm.
AffiliateOutrage.com. The reason I created it is because most people get really obsessed over the creation of their products. What I like about affiliate marketing, door-to-door sales, even MLM, is that you didn't create the product. You don't have to get distracted by creating the product.
Yeah.
Product is never why they buy. They always buy because of a sales message. And so Affiliate Outrage is like training wheels. Since you don't have to make the product, affiliate marketing in general is like training wheels for the internet. So like if you don't own a product or you're selling someone else's product or whatever, affiliate marketing is awesome because if you can sell something through affiliate marketing, you will sell your own product quite well. It's like the litmus test. So that's why I always send everybody that and why I created it. It's completely free. It's a 30-day program
awesome.
That drips out to you. Got a lot of other experts teaching in there as well, but that's where I'd send them.
Yeah. That's awesome. And yeah, I've actually gone through that. I haven't taken all the steps yet, but I'll tell you right now, Steve's content, he's doing more than most people's paid content is. So
thanks, man.
Check out his stuff. I mean, he's got his sales funnel radio. I'm wearing the shirt right now.
Yeah.
Got it on my shirt here. So
boom.
Getting stoked to see you at the mastermind next week and Funnel Hacking Live. So it'll be awesome.
Man.
I'm sure when we publish this, it'll be past that or maybe the week of.
It's all good.
But But yeah, definitely check Steve out. He's dominating the industry and yeah, number one guy to follow for offer creation for sure.
Thanks, man.
So Steve, we appreciate you coming on and appreciate your expertise in the door-to-door industry. You got expertise in any industry. So any final thoughts you want to share with our solar sales audience?
Let's go get them. I mean, that's really it. Just run and gun, baby.
All right. Can we get a boom before you leave?
Yeah, boom! Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
Every day.
Heck yeah, man. All right, Steve. Well, thanks so much for coming on, and we will see you soon.
100%, man. We'll see you later.
Okay, appreciate it. Bye. Hey guys, thanks again for being on the show and listening in to Steve Larson. Go ahead and give him some love. Go ahead and give him a follow if you haven't already. Again, let us know if you have any suggestions for future episodes or future people that you guys want to hear on the show. For next episode, we are going to be talking to Russ Ward. He is the lead king. He is a master at generating leads online for not only solar, but also real estate. And he was also Solar City's number one rep for about a year. So go ahead and tune in for the next one. You will not want to miss it. And guys, please share, please comment. We'll continue to give you the best content we can. Thanks again.
Wow, what another amazing episode of the Solarpreneur Podcast. Now, before we take off here, do us a favor and go leave an honest review on your platform of choice or wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps us get the word out about the solopreneur movement and impact more entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and marketers just like you. And hey, don't forget to head over to Facebook and join the Solopreneur group for more daily content that's going to impact you and help you take your sales game to the next level. See you guys in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.